Chapter 20, Choosing an Instructional Focus for an Observation Cycle. After finishing your second cycle of classroom visits, you may want to continue using an open-ended approach in your third cycle and beyond, or you may want to choose a specific school-wide instructional focus. Having a focus is optional. There's nothing wrong with continuing to engage each teacher on specific issues relevant to their practice, rather than trying to focus on one aspect of instruction with all teachers. But choosing a focus can provide powerful information for school improvement efforts and can create a sense of unity and momentum among your staff. If you do want to choose a focus for your next cycle of classroom visits, keep the following criteria in mind: broad relevance, observability, and strategic impact. This chapter will also discuss some cautions to keep in mind when focusing on specific instructional strategies. Ensure broad relevance. First, your focus must be relevant the majority of the time and in the majority of classes. If you intend to spend a significant amount of time checking for, documenting about, and communicating over a particular issue, it's essential to choose an issue you have a strong chance of observing in nearly every classroom visit. If you decide to focus on how teachers handle student misconceptions, for example, you may become frustrated when you discover that students don't exhibit misconceptions very often in some classes, such as art or physical education. This may be acceptable if you're willing to leave some teachers out of your school-wide focus. However, you should choose a focus that's relevant to every class. You may find it helpful to think in terms of conditions for learning or qualities that you can detect when you walk into the room. For this reason, classroom climate issues are often a good focus because they're relevant at all times, in all grade levels and subject areas. We always want the climate to be positive. For example, if students are engaged in focused, purposeful work, you'll be able to tell right away, regardless of the subject or activity. If students are being respectful toward each other, you'll be able to tell, regardless of the activity. On the other hand, some overly specific conditions aren't as appropriate for a focus because they simply aren't appropriate at all times, or may represent only one point on a spectrum of appropriate ways to teach under different circumstances. For example, I often caution leaders against judging the rigor of a lesson based on simplistic factors such as the level of questions teachers are asking students according to Bloom's taxonomy. On one occasion, when I was working with a group of administrators, I saw that they were marking teachers down for asking lower-level questions and telling them that such questions were not rigorous enough. However, low-level questions can be appropriate for some purposes, such as review. As with any instructional strategy, a teacher should use a higher-order question when it achieves his or her instructional purposes, not because it's superior to all alternatives under all circumstances. If you choose a focus such as rigor, be sure to adopt an appropriately broad definition that respects the fact that teachers must address a wide variety of instructional situations. Establish observability. Next, think about what might serve as evidence of the quality or condition you're focusing on, or of its absence. Is it observable? Can you discern it from talking with students or listening to their conversations with classmates? For example, coherent unit planning may be important, but it will be difficult to gain a sense of a unit's trajectory if you only visit for a few minutes every few weeks. Many characteristics of good teaching practice are not directly observable during classroom visits because they occur behind the scenes. Some instructional issues may be observable only with careful planning on your part. For example, if you decide to focus on whether teachers are communicating clear objectives for each lesson, but you often miss the beginning of the lesson, you may not be able to gather the information you need. If you choose a focus that is only relevant at certain times in a lesson, such as the beginning, you may need to revise your schedule to ensure that you always see that part of the lesson. And if teachers vary their schedules from day to day, as is often the case in elementary schools, you may need to communicate and coordinate with teachers to ensure that you arrive in time. Confirm strategic impact. Finally, when choosing a focus, look for opportunities to gather information aligned with your school's strategic priorities for improvement. Teaching is a complex endeavor with a near infinite number of potential focal issues. Strive to identify a focus that will give you the information you need to make decisions and take action that will lead to significant long-term improvements in your school. Avoid reducing your classroom visits to data collection walkthroughs focused on overly specific instructional strategies. For example, if you've identified student engagement as a key issue impacting your school's overall performance, don't adopt a narrow focus on a minor engagement technique that may or may not move the needle. Use your classroom visits to address student engagement in all its breadth and complexity. For example, look for evidence of the full range of ways teachers are promoting engagement and strive to develop a richer understanding of how these approaches work. Focus on the big opportunities, so your visits to classrooms will have an impact on your school's strategic priorities. A word of caution about instructional strategies. A word of caution against choosing a specific instructional strategy as your focus. If you observe for a specific instructional strategy, you'll likely encounter several barriers. If you make brief visits to classrooms, it's unlikely that you'll be able to see that strategy in use very often. This can be frustrating because we often want to reinforce the instructional strategies teachers have been learning in recent professional development sessions. But consider how long it takes to use a given strategy, such as a questioning technique. Even if all teachers have relevant class discussions in every period, the technique may only take a minute or two to use. If you're in the classroom for 10 minutes out of a 50-minute period, you stand only a 20% chance of seeing the technique in action. To make matters more complicated, if you tell staff that you're visiting to see how they're using that technique, teachers will go to great lengths to show you what you want to see when you're in the classroom. They may use the strategy immediately when you visit, but the rest of the time, they'll know they're off the hook because they've already shown off for you. If you want to check if teachers are implementing what they learn in professional development with fidelity, simply ask them. Teachers can provide better information on strategy use than you could ever collect yourself. Day 20 Action Challenge. Choose a focus for Cycle 3. Decide whether to have a focus for your third cycle of classroom visits, and if so, select a focus appropriate for all grades and subject areas. If you choose not to adopt a particular focus, you may want to invite teachers to individually request feedback on a particular aspect of their practice. If you're using the note card system I described in Chapter 6, page 59, write the requested feedback topic on that teacher's index card. You may want to consider the following questions for reflection. What qualities or conditions do I want to see at all times in all classrooms? What might I see that could serve as evidence of this quality or condition? What areas of focus would have the biggest impact on teaching and learning?